We do know that it will be on Fridays after school.
Okay.
And that more information will be coming out about that, but it'll be in the community room and where they can play board games. And then we'll be doing a selection of movies, mm-hmm. and they will be up to rated for PG-13 or okay. or something below that, or mm-hmm. G or PG.
Sure.
But we'll have a variety of 6 or 8 movies, and then whoever's there will get to vote on what movie they watch that day.
Oh, that's cool. That should be a fun event for the teens here in the community to come enjoy the library and some after-school fun.
Yeah. Oh, and we'll also have some snacks.
I kind of figured you would. You guys always do a great job with the snacks. You also have what you're calling Olaf Comes Out to Play. Tell me about that, ladies.
Well, Olaf, the beloved character mm-hmm. from the Frozen movies, we have a giant Olaf that we'll bring out, that he just kind of hangs out in the library during that time. Mm-hmm. But also, each time anyone checks out 3 or more books during, I think it's going to be January and February, actually, mm-hmm. during January and February, you'll be entered into a drawing for an Olaf of their own.
Oh, cool.
So, it's just 3 books or more. And then, you know, maybe a person doesn't necessarily, you know, want the Olaf for themselves, but maybe if they check out 3 books, they mm-hmm. could put their name in and then
gift it
to someone. But yeah, as long as they check out 3 books, and you can check out 3 books today and then 3 books tomorrow, you know. So
kind of an incentive to get to the library and possibly
and
win a prize.
Books.
Check out books.
Yeah. That's why we just made it books only, none of the other items that mm-hmm. we have in circulation. So mm-hmm. yeah, it's just a fun thing to do, because, you know, once the holidays are done, then you want to try to find something else to kind of keep things rolling.
And keep, because you're inside a lot, too.
Exactly, mm-hmm. exactly. Yeah.
Keep things rolling. So you guys also have a bunch of activities. My guests this morning on the Wednesday Morning Conversation are Annette and Heidi from Tomahawk Public Library. So we talked about the fun stuff in December and January and February, but let's talk about the things that you guys have going on, ongoing activities at the library. One is Move It on Tuesdays.
Yeah, every Tuesday morning from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., we have an area in our community room where kids and their caretakers can come, and they can play and run and jump and crawl on all the equipment. We have nice floor mats mm-hmm. down, and then there's a bunch of activities they can play. There's also some other things to climb in and climb out of. It's just a way for them to get out and be active and have good social mm-hmm. Interaction.
And that's very similar to Tinker Tuesday, but that just moves up in age level, doesn't it, little bit?
Mm-hmm. So Tinker Tuesday is where we do STEM activities, which have to do with science, technology, engineering, art, and math, where we have a Lego table, an art table, and then we'll have some other tables that kind of rotate. Sometimes we have things like a Sphero, or also maybe some board games for that age level mm-hmm. and different things, or the 3D printer. So we'll just have different things for them to do and different activities for them to play on Tuesdays. And that usually starts around 3:30 and ends at 5 every Tuesday.
So a nice after-school activity.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And it'll be running during also the Christmas break.
Okay. Very cool. So something to do when you're on break.
Yep. We'll have it every Tuesday until the end of May.
Excellent. What's library time?
Library time is, it's just funny, I was just talking to someone who's been coming for over 10 years to library time. That program has been around a long time. It's so fun. It's Thursday mornings. It's like, whereas Move It is, again, another program where, you know, we invite people to come in, and especially the times when there's, you know, it's the winter doldrums mm-hmm. or cabin
yep.
fever. That is a much more unstructured. Library time is a little bit more structured. It is drop-in, but we do have a music component. There's a storytelling component. There's a craft, and these are all optional, you know, depending upon the age, because we have babies, we have toddlers, so there's quite an age group. Grandparents that bring little people, caregivers, you know, moms or dads. It's just quite a, it's just a variety, and it's just a really nice way for people to come together, for kids to interact and for adults to interact. And and we do have a snack at that as well.
Oh, of course. Very fun. That's Library Time Thursdays, 10 to 11:30, and I'm assuming you'll have that over the holidays as well?
Yes.
Excellent, excellent. I know the virtual Lego challenge, last time you guys were here, I think it was maybe November. It doesn't matter. But anyways, you told me about the Lego challenge.
Right, right.
That's cool. Let's talk about that a little bit again.
So the Lego challenge is where we give out a challenge. Mm-hmm. So we'll at the beginning of the month, there'll always be a new challenge. And I'm trying to remember what December is.
It's an ornament.
It's ornament.
Oh, cool.
Yep. Create an ornament. And then all you need to do is take a picture of it and send it to us either at our email, mm-hmm. or you can send it to us on Facebook. And then we put that name in for the drawing, because every month there's a free minifigure that's given away to anyone who participates. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the year, if you do all of that challenges, then your name goes in for the grand prize, which is a, he's around 8 inches tall.
Okay. A giant minifigure.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Very cool.
And then you get to choose the colors we 3D print in.
Okay. Very cool. That's a neat ongoing activity for kids to be, you know, imaginative.
Yeah, and so it's something simple to just sit down and put together. And if you don't have Legos at home, you could always come to Tinker Tuesdays, mm-hmm. and put your challenge together then.
That's very common. In fact, this week, a few of the kids actually did the challenge at Tinker Tuesday, and
okay.
then, you know, shot an image of it over to us. So,
perfect.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Very cool. Our timing is winding down as we chat with Annette and Heidi from the Tomahawk Public Library. A couple things we want to get to, ladies, before we let you guys go. Some of your things are on the move at the library.
A lot.
A lot. Mm-hmm. So we were looking at our accessibility, and so we also had a large donation given to us this year,
mm-hmm.
and so we were looking at how could we best impact the Tomahawk Public Library, and how can we make it more accessible for people. So one of the things that we've done is we've moved our audiobooks to the adult side,
okay,
and also made it so that the large print is in the front of our selection of books, so that people that have a harder time walking, it's more accessible and easier. Instead of being the furthest from our front desk, it's the closest area. And then it also allows us to have more room for our fiction books, mm-hmm. which is the highest checkout for the adult area. And then also the children's area has been moved around. And our DVDs are now against the southernmost wall in the children's area. And we have a larger area for our games and fun activities.
So if you haven't been to the library in a while, you should come check it out.
Mm-hmm.
So again, you do have the special hours coming up later on this month. December 22nd through the 25th, the library will be closed. And also December 29th through January 1st closed for the holidays. What's the easiest way to get more information about the library? I'm assuming your website?
Tell
me. What's that?
Yes, definitely.
What's your address?
Oh.
You know, Jeff always stumps me on this one as well. And I'm just like, could we Google it?
Yep. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Super easy solution. Just Google Tomahawk Public Library and come up with your website. And I'm sure you've got all the information needed.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I was going to write it down, but I was ill-prepared here this morning.
Obviously, I was as well.
That's all right. Well, the content, as always, from you guys is outstanding. And look forward to everyone visiting the library, not only this month, but for all the ongoing activities and et cetera that you guys have going on.
Well, yeah, thank you for having us.
Absolutely, ladies. I hope you guys have a great holiday season.
You as well.
You too.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's Annette and Heidi from the Tomahawk Public Library, our guests on our Wednesday morning conversation from WJJQ.